Today, we are going to be discussing nutrition periodization. And while this might not be a new concept for some of you, today we're going to talk about it in terms of how to apply it to a tactical athlete. So I hope you enjoy today's episode and that you get something useful from it. Here we go. All right, guys, this is Susan Lopez, and welcome to episode 2 of season 2 of Tactical Nutrition in Performance. Guys, this is an exciting day. So when I started this podcast last year, it was really because I felt like there were few resources out there for sports dietitians in the podcast space. And as my practice has grown over the last year, I realized that I needed to stop being selfish and decided not too long ago that anyone, not just future or new dietitians, should be able to benefit from the information that could be put out on this platform. So kind of like I said earlier, this season is really going to be for anyone who wants to benefit from knowledge regarding nutrition in the tactical space. And my hope is that I will be able to bring you some information from some of the leaders in performance and mindset in this space as well. And I think it's going to be a really good year for us. So having said all that, today I am flying solo. So this is the first time, guys, that I have recorded a podcast without having a guest on. So it should be really fun. All right, so let's just get into it. So today we're going to be talking a little bit about nutrition periodization. Now, you maybe have heard the term periodization for training programs, but perhaps you've never applied it to your nutrition. Or maybe you have been using some type of periodization, but you just didn't know it, or you never really gave a name to it. Periodization is simply the art of laying out your training plan, working backwards from a specific goal, training plan or nutrition plan, working backwards from a specific goal, putting everything out on a timeline over the course of a day, a week, a month, a year. These are typically written out as macrocycles, mesocycles, microcycles. Maybe some of those terms are familiar to you. So if you're a dietitian working in performance nutrition, then you should absolutely be familiar with these. And I think that we should also be teaching our clients this method if they're ready for it. As a dietitian, sometimes I feel like we have a tendency to really do our clients a disservice in the way that we disperse nutrition-related education. You know, there's a lot of people, there's many that need general recommendations and education, which is kind of the norm of what dietitians give out. And that's because a lot of people, that's just where they're starting from. You know, they don't know the basics. But there are also those who need to be moved beyond general recommendations and start being taught the art of self-management. And that I feel like this is especially true in the tactical space. Also, because if we are not putting out the good info, and by we, I mean, licensed dietitians, but also just very knowledgeable nutrition professionals, because I know there's a lot of guys out there who do a great job with the nutrition stuff that aren't necessarily dietitians, so I don't want to be elitist or anything like that. But if we as professionals don't put out the good info, then, you know, Joe Schmo, who wants to sell you like a detox tea or the newest supplement that can improve your weight or your health or make you stronger and also make you rich if you recruit 100 of your best battle buddies. So we don't want those guys giving out shitty information and potentially harming people, right? So we want to be the forerunners of that. We don't want our clients and our followers to be attracted to that because we're not giving out timely or reliable info. And I think that teaching nutrition periodization, it is really the next step for these athletes who are at that point where they can understand it. I think this is the next step in their kind of nutrition knowledge evolution. So where do we even begin when it comes to nutrition periodization, especially in a tactical population? How can we periodize without sacrificing performance and still be mission ready at all times? Well, it can be a little bit of a dance between appropriate volume and intensity of training, along with optimizing your nutrition in recovery. So if you took the Nutrition for Tactical Athletes seminar that I did earlier in the year, then you've heard me say this before. Proper nutrition creates the environment that is optimal for the stimulus, in this case, your training, to have the desired effect, okay? And you know that the first place to always start is with self-assessment, which allows for greater self-awareness and leads to appropriate goal setting. So when we are periodizing a nutrition program, it should be in support of a training goal, as nutrition will create the conditions and set up the environment that allows the training stimulus to be the most effective. With tactical athletes and management of training volume, you have recovery. These are all essential to ensure daily readiness. Pretty hard to run down a criminal for 6 blocks or more if you have like crazy delayed onset muscle soreness from a high volume session 2 days ago, or if you have not addressed your health and that has led to either a weight and or a fitness problem. So to give you an example of what periodized nutrition looks like, we can kind of discuss what it would look like in a traditional athlete. And then from there, we'll talk about how to apply it as a tactical athlete. So let's start with baseball. This is the example that I use most frequently. So if we're talking about baseball, the traditional annual cycle for a baseball player may look something like the off season, going into spring training, going into the season, and then the postseason. And during each of those cycles of the year, different things are occurring. In the off season, this may be where we are managing body composition, either putting on weight or dropping weight, where we may be addressing any issues with lingering or nagging injuries or weaknesses that need improvement. For the tactical athlete, I usually like to call this cycle the health optimization phase. And you guys know that there are big differences between traditional athlete resources and tactical athlete resources, right? So your traditional athletes typically are going to have an entire team behind them, especially if they're on the professional level. There's a lot of financial resources. They don't necessarily have to deal with a lot of the day-to-day stress that a tactical athlete is going to have to deal with. You know, by definition, a tactical athlete, their job is about being ready at all times, being ready to perform at the drop of a dime. But that's also where we can run into issues as a tactical athlete, because we also have other obligations that we have to be concerned about. We have to pay bills. We have kids. We have work schedules that we need to manage. We have all of these day-to-day normal things that a lot of times elite and pro athletes are not going to have to deal with, because all of that is really being managed for them. So during the health optimization phase for the tactical athlete, the goals might be body composition alteration, general physical preparedness, developing sleep routines, learning how to mitigate stress, which is really an ongoing process, and maybe addressing any underlying medical issues such as elevated blood pressure, high cholesterol levels, blood sugar issues, any hormonal issues, anything that might come up during a biochemical exam or lab test. I will tell you that one of the biggest mistakes that I see tactical athletes make is trying to do too much at one time. One of the most frequent questions I get is, how do I drop body fat while I'm working out and doing so-and-so's hypertrophy program? I get that question all the time. It drives me bananas. And I address this in my Instagram stories a lot, so I feel like it was worth discussing here a little bit. It's important to understand that weight and or body fat loss requires a calorie deficit. And if you are doing a hypertrophy training program, this would imply that you are trying to gain lean mass or weight, and you need to be in some sort of calorie surplus. So the math doesn't always work out. And having done some hypertrophy programs myself, if you're creating a moderate to large deficit in your nutrition, there's a great likelihood that you are not going to fare well while doing the amount of training volume a hypertrophy program requires. You're not going to be able to recover properly. You're not going to be able to optimize the amount of lean mass that you're going to put on. And if you're a tactical athlete, someone who has to be ready at all times, doing a high volume program without having the nutrition available or the nutrients available to recover properly is really going to impact your ability to do your job on a day-to-day basis. So, in the health optimization phase, regardless of whether you're trying to gain weight or lose weight, You need to make sure that your nutrition and your training program are synchronized in terms of volume and fuel. Also, weight loss sucks. Calorie deficits are sucky. You are gonna feel sucky. So programming specific weight loss cycles into your annual training plan, in most cases, will be much easier to stick with and see long-term success, because there will be less metabolic adaptation from low energy availability, meaning you don't have to eat low calorie for months on end, and your metabolism will suffer less because you will actually be eating closer to what you need the majority of the time and still see results. So if I am programming a fat or weight loss cycle, typically I will recommend eating closer to maintenance calories, maybe slightly below, and then creating a larger deficit through daily movement and training volume, which has been shown to be effective for weight loss in trained athletes. Now, when I'm saying training volume, I don't mean high intensity training all day long, every day, okay? That's a horrible idea, okay? What we are talking about is enough movement and training volume to stimulate some calorie burn, but also keeping it manageable for the nutrition that you're taking in and for your goal, okay? So this is ideal for the tactical athlete because it allows for gradual loss without a big impact on physical performance and readiness. Creating a deficit through training may actually be more beneficial for creating a negative energy balance short term for a couple of reasons. So when you're creating a deficit primarily through nutrition, intake, hunger, food cravings, and energy intake typically all increase, whereas a deficit created through training does not really induce these changes with hunger and intake to the extent that it would if you were just eliminating a shit ton of calories. So there's also research out there that shows when you're eliminating a lot of your calories from your nutrition intake in an effort to lose weight, especially if you're someone who's considered an athlete, then this is going to have a huge impact on your hormone levels and on your metabolism. And that's definitely not what we want, okay? Because that can lead to a host of other health issues as well. So what we know is that when we're creating a greater deficit through training and creating just a slight deficit through our nutrition, that this is going to help keep our metabolism and our body functioning as optimally as possible if we are going through a weight loss phase. Okay, now this isn't really like a weight loss episode, but I feel like this is probably the best example of one of the most common questions that I get asked all the time. So I feel like it's important to talk about. So now, even if we consume additional calories due to hunger when training, most of us are not going to consume too many calories to where that training kind of deficit is going to be nullified, right? So most of us only consume up to a third of the additional energy that we have expended through exercise. The longer we diet, the greater the deficit from nutrition intake needs to be in order to continue losing weight, which is another reason periodizing multiple short weight loss cycles annually may be more beneficial and easier to adhere to. So again, we're not talking about 4, 5, 6 months of eating or training in a deficit so that we can lose weight. We're talking about, 4 weeks, 5 weeks at a time at most. After health optimization, okay, so moving on to kind of the next cycle. So we're getting away from weight loss, health optimization, all that stuff. After health optimization, depending on your individual goals, you may be cycling through some type of strength, power, speed, agility, quickness, or maybe you're doing some type of hybrid training or, like a conjugate program, or you're doing like some type of power strength along with maybe a running program as you get closer to, whatever event it is that you're training for, okay? So you might be cycling through different energy systems each day. And when I'm talking about energy systems, what I'm talking about is what your body is using for fuel, right? So are we dealing with the ATP PC? Are we dealing with glycolytic predominantly? Are we looking at the, the aerobic energy systems, oxidation? So we have to kind of take a look at that also, and we'll probably cover that later on. Whatever the case may be, nutrition should be periodized and structured accordingly. So that is why if you're working with me, you are required to be on a formal training program. We don't do anything half-assed, guys, right? We like to lay everything out over the course of 6 months to a year, and we like to know what our timeline is. So you have to be on a training program, and you guys know my favorite coaches. If you're new here, I will list them in the show notes. All right, so we've optimized our health. We're addressing body composition. And after that cycle, I'm typically going to recommend a transition period or a period where you're going to take some time to stabilize your weight. And the length of this is going to vary a little bit. Why? So stabilization of weight in between or during a training cycle helps to assist in maintaining your metabolic health and also allows for also just a break from quote-unquote dieting, right? So you get that psychological break in between periods of fluctuating energy intake, let's say high calorie intake and high volume training, rather than jump into a low energy, moderate volume program or vice versa, where we are constantly training low. We allow time for transition. We allow hormone levels to stabilize. We avoid things like overreaching or starting to get into overtraining. I've seen that before. Where athletes, maybe they've been training for 12 to 24 months straight and they've never really taken that physical or psychological break, and they're wanting to enter into like a soft community contract and it's all go, 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 go. And then they hit 0 day and they're completely physically and mentally drained and they just don't perform as well as they possibly could have. If during a transition period, they tapered properly going into that 0 day or they transitioned properly. So it's super important. For someone who is preparing for school or entry into the military or some type of selection test, a basic periodization scheme may include health optimization, body composition alteration, at least 6 months out, right? Training should be focused on some type of general physical preparedness or fitness. And then as we move closer to your event, we spend more time in a weight stabilization and energy match state with our nutrition while we enter training phases and more specific preparation for your events, okay? Tapering also needs to be considered in your training cycle, and this is something that I emphasize during lead up. So 2 to 3 weeks out from 0 day, hydration status, sleep, mental prep should be your main priorities. Training volume should be relatively low, weight should be stable. You should have already done lab testing and optimized micronutrient health and possibly, added some supplementation like vitamin D. You should be getting your head right. And of course, I emphasize this in a lot of my classes, no alcohol. You know, do that before you enter a taper phase, okay, if you do it at all, right? If you guys really have a goal to get into the soft community or just to train at your highest level, alcohol doesn't really need to be a part of that. That's just my personal preference. Doesn't mean I think you shouldn't drink. I'm just saying if you have a specific goal, really take into consideration what role alcohol plays in that and whether it needs to be a part of the picture at all, okay? All right, so that is like a basic introduction to the periodization process for you guys to think on for a little bit, and possibly in future episodes, we can get a little bit deeper into what that might look like for more specific train-ups and also from a macronutrient standpoint. So I hope that was some good information for you guys. I hope it wasn't like drinking from a fire hose. I'd love to hear you guys' thoughts on it. And if you have questions, of course, you can always send me a message on Instagram at tactical.dietitian. If you enjoyed this episode, please make sure you share it and tag me. You also have the option to leave a voice message in the show notes. There is a link. And if you would like to record your message, you might hear it played on air later on, and I'd be happy to answer it on air as well. All right. So I welcome comments, questions, anything that can be added to the conversation. If you are a dietitian or performance professional and you want to add your insight, please do so in the voice message link or send me a message. I'm always happy to have contributions from you guys, okay, even if you don't agree with me. Conflict is a good thing. All right, guys, so that's it, and we will see you next episode.